Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. Liverpool taking on Napoli in a crunch Champions League game. Wow. The champions elect of the Premier League, yeah, taking on second place in Serie A, Napoli. Tom, look, massive. You know, and the best thing about it is we live for these big games. Yeah. You know, we've been disappointed in the Champions League. Let's make no mistake about it. Away from home, we've been horrendous. We've been pretty good at Anfield, which is encouraging, of course. We have failed to scale the heights that we saw in Europe last season. There are some question marks over whether Liverpool are maybe, are we quite set up? We won't know, but one thing we do know is that I think we'd have all taken a one-off game against Napoli to qualify for the last 16 of the Champions League.
It's Anfield, European night, under the lights. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this. Yeah. And you know for a fact we're going to give it all, because look, we're boss at Anfield. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about the away performances. Yeah, we've been dire. That Napoli game was one of the worst performances I've seen for a long time, a lot of years for Liverpool. But look, we did it against PSG. We came back there and really all we need to do is keep a clean sheet and score. And I'm confident in this team keeping a clean sheet. It's whether that one spark of brilliance, which we know we've got, can push us over the line. But in terms of that defensive unit at Anfield, we're second to none.
I think we're ready for this game, like really ready. And we talk on the final word, which, by the way, you can check. It's Freeview Week at the moment. So if you want to watch the final word, I always reference it. It's on the YouTube channel if you want to watch it. Because of the run of games we've had, particularly with the great result against Bournemouth, getting the goals as well, we've been looking for, and having had so many away games as well, and we didn't really get to celebrate the Everton result because it happened so late.
Oh, I mean,
we did. We did, of course, and literally we did in many ways. But what I mean is we haven't had the big, passionate in, you know, embrace of this team. Mm. A big European night with lots on the line, knowing that we're feeling happier in our team, we're feeling confident in our team, the plan seems to be working. This is it. You know, we were kind of robbed of a big night because of Belgrade, them not having any of their fans. It was really flat. PSG was great. This could be one of the great European nights.
This has got like all the build up that you could ask for. I mean, we've had, like you said, the team's firing. You're coming off the back of a Salah hat trick, which we've been praying for so long now, just to see him get back into that fire form that he was on last season. And on top of that, we've played two teams that are probably going to do very similar things to what Napoli are going to do, in the sense of they're coming to Anfield. They know how much of a fortress it is there. They're just their main priority is let's just not concede as many as possible. Mm-hmm. So they're going to sit back as much as they can. And we've just had Burnley away and Bournemouth away, two teams that are masters at that know that we can do damage, and they've sat back and we tore them apart. We made it look easy, and I think now we've got that fire that burning in Salah and the prowess we've got in terms of breaking down these low block teams. I don't think we could be any better equipped to deal with a Napoli fixture.
Yeah, and there's no weight of negative expectation on this roster. You know, there's a chance of this game. You know, we could have been done by now, and let's be honest, we'd have all preferred it to be done, but equally at the same time, something about this, something about these big games, having to do it a bit Liverpool. And if this is a remnant of old school Liverpool, then fine. I'm happy for it. I'm happy for it to be a big European game and this kind of environment. But you know, I think slightly, not to disagree wholeheartedly with what Bailey's saying there at all, but this is a massive challenge. You know, this is not Napoli are streets ahead of Bournemouth and Burnley and Everton and all these. This is our toughest game, probably our toughest game of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. When I finally got over my PSG hangover my first thought was the atmosphere. And you just think like Olympiacos, City, Chelsea over previous years, when you talk about the old school Liverpool, you just know like the fans are going to be ready for this. I'm not guaranteed the result because of the quality of the opposition, but you just know that that's going to just reflect on the players, and you know, you're already excited for what's to come. Napoli, they're a decent side, aren't they? You can't go around underestimating teams. I think that's what we did.
Let's call them what they are. They're a fantastic
team. Yeah, they're a fantastic team. But and on the flip side of that, though, don't think you kind of expect to go through a Champions League group stage having lost three games. Yeah. And that's, we're really lucky in the position that we're in to be able to do this, and we have to take this chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're fucked.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And it's it does. I think it definitely plays into our hands. I think I remember saying at the Belgrade game, we've forgotten a bit, Tom, because the Champions League's been been a ride. You know, when we talk about this on the final word about how we've gotten used to just Liverpool being fun and swashbuckly, but not serious. We, you know, we'll win one and then we'll lose one. Typical Liverpool. You know, Liverpool need to get back into the swing of things. That Belgrade game, I remember 10 years ago when we were in there every season, we used to have these games in Europe, and the atmosphere would be crap. You know, we had been playing Marseille at Anfield, and the atmosphere was terrible. You know, and we got beat that night. It was a terrible game in general. Like, but that was under Rafa when we were amazing. Yeah. We were amazing, obviously, but we'd have flat atmospheres and all that. So it can happen, but there's something great. I don't expect this to happen here. And ultimately, I think Liverpool, we've played ourselves into a good position here. With the rotation in particular, you would imagine that Liverpool are going to go as full strength as humanly possible for them.
You've got to, and I think the fans are going to give it all, like you're saying, but the team's going to give them all, and Klopp's going to give his all on the pitch in terms of his selection. He's got to. You've got to. Look, we need to win this game.
Yeah.
We have to, and I'm confident we will, because we have the quality, like you just spoke about, in depth as well, which is something that we massively lacked towards the latter stage of the Champions League last season. And look, I spoke about it on the final word, the touch. We have experience now in this Champions League.
Yeah.
We've got players who've gone through and suffered defeats. Look, we lost away at Roma. Obviously, it didn't matter, but we've suffered defeats in the Champions League. We bounced back from them, and we know now that we are one of the biggest teams in Europe. Mm-hmm. Napoli, when they first saw us in the group, I think it was their CEO was like, well, this is unfair.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, yeah, because we are now. We are a force to be contended with. Obviously, you got to temper that with Napoli, fantastic. But, like, you spoke about the atmosphere. I just want to touch on that. When Anfield's in full voice, there is nothing that competes with it. Obviously, it doesn't happen as much as it should do, but... Like, I live for them atmospheres. They are the reasons why I go to the game, why you support football at any level, because you want to be in a stadium surrounded by people who are pulling their team towards the goal and saying, score and make the noise that is already so loud, make that loud. That Everton celebration, something I've never experienced in my life. That City 4-3, this crowd's capable of it, and we will do it against Napoli.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, there's... No excuses for it. This is it is in our hands. We have built our way up to it. There should be no lingering fears. There should be no, is this Liverpool side good enough? No. That the confidence of going to the top of the table, whether we stay there or not, is completely irrelevant. You know, this we are riding the crest of a wave, particularly as fans at the moment. You know, we should be able to go there. It gives us a good reason to go, you know, because if Liverpool are already qualified, maybe you just treat this as another game, and it's just, oh well, you know, it's fine, it's done, whatever. But it gives us a reason to get out and greet the coaches. It gives us a reason to get there early. It gives us a reason to not stop singing. It gives us a reason to generate that atmosphere. It gives us a reason to make this a big occasion at Anfield, to continue with the tradition of that, which you maybe wouldn't get if Liverpool were already done and dusted. Maybe we'd have to save it for the knockouts. Well, this is knockout.
Yeah.
This is a knockout game of football. Liverpool have got to go and get a win here. And just a quick chat for those of you who don't know, obviously the permutations on this one. It's still possible for us to finish bottom of the group in here. For us to progress, we need to beat Napoli.
1-0
will do it. If they score, we need to beat them by two clear goals. But also we know that if Red Star beat PSG and we lose, we could still finish bottom of the group, which would mean we would be out of all European competitions.
Would you rather that? I mean, we had a little discussion then. Would you rather us go out of all European competitions and focus on the league?
I'll level with you, Tom. A week ago, I sat with Chris and did the podcast, and I said yes. Okay. I said Champions League or bust. Mm-hmm. Champions League or nothing, because I think we should be focused on the league. Well, Since then, the unbelievable has happened. Manchester City, who are, you know, the greatest team in the history of football, lost the game of football, slipped to second in the league. And so all of a sudden, Liverpool are actually balancing Champions League with the Premier League. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make... We still need to go and beat Man United at the weekend, but you know, we can't. Being out of Europe doesn't mean we don't play this game.
Yeah.
So you know, like now that we're top, I'm like, ah. So part of me would be like, I would just fuck this game off and just go straight to the weekend. But that's not an option. We've got to play this, and I'd rather us be in your. I'm now looking at it and thinking because of how we've rotated the squad, and I'm starting to see the importance of us rotating the squad. I don't like the Europa League. It would be a touch. Embarrassing to be on Twitter for us to be having been Champions League finalists to be in the Europa League because of mm-hmm. the banter.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I thought about it really in terms of, I think you put your A team out in the Premier League this time around and you put your B team out in the Europa League, the exact opposite to what we did three seasons ago. So I don't mind Liverpool being in the Europa League. I'd rather us be in the Champions League, by the way. Goes without saying. But I don't know. For me, I think it's actually important for us to stay in European competition.
But then you'd rather go out completely of all European competition?
Yeah, for me, I was saying this upstairs and earlier. Like, for me, I've never felt... I saw it in 13-14, I felt that we could do it, but it felt like a last ditch. We're hobbling our way to the finish. Can we drag ourselves over the line here? I've never
And we
felt...
did that with no European football.
Exactly.
Course, yeah.
Whereas, I now feel like, after seeing... This is what I liken it to. You know, 300. You know when the last scene at the scene 300 where Leonidas throws a spear at Xerxes and it cuts him and he bleeds and he realizes he's human. I feel like this is what's happening to City at the minute. Yeah. Is that they've been cut and they look at it and they look at to the Leon games and they see that if teams attack them they can be beaten. And I think that if we came out of Europe and we could put full strength on keeping up this dogfight we've got with City, I think that. Genuinely, hand on heart, we could legitimately do this season. And at this point,
Ross, what about you?
I don't know anymore. No, I think you just kind of convinced me otherwise. I think previous seasons would be different, but the squad depth and quality that we have now, I think we have the ability to do both. Whereas, like when we were in Europa League last season, it was literally like you said, play your A team there because that's what we were holding on to, and everything else was done. Whereas, why shouldn't we go for two cups?
I think we could. You could cover it with. But what if we get injuries? But what if you get injuries? What if you cross the road and get run over by a bus? You can't live that way. Yeah. You know, any team can get injuries. Any team can struggle. There's something to us having a good amount of footy. The Europa League's tough because it's you're going into the round of 32 and you're playing against some team that it won't be easy. You'll be playing teams who want to kick lumps out of you because you're a massive scalp because, again, there's European Cup finalists dropping down to you. I don't say, you know, let's have Europa League because I think Liverpool will piss the Europa League by any stretch. I don't think we would win it because I think you have to go full strength in it.
Yeah.
But I just think just to have those games to make sure that the likes of Sturridge, Origi, Lallana, Henderson, Milner, you know, all these lads who you know, make some people roll their eyes for sure, but we will have one or two of them lads playing pretty much every week at some point, and you need them you need to have these lads in a good rhythm if you want to impact the season.
For me, I want Europe just because look at the memories that have been made along the way. I think the wealth of songs that we've created recently is down to going away on coaches, loads of people travelling over, learning new songs in different cities, making stories up and getting stories. And like that, still one of the best trips I've ever had in my life was us losing that Europa League final. Yeah. And that whole journey to getting there and same with the Champions League final, we need that.
If you don't have those European trips, you end up having to steal songs from other domestic teams. And that's why you end up that with a, we've got name, something name, shite.
Yeah.
Or you end up doing your own version of the Ale song.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to change that for
Europe. Pure football nonsense.
We conquered all of Eastern Europe in the Europa League.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, but you do, or you end up with a fucking Will Griggs song version. Yeah. Great. And everyone's got those songs. Every club in England has got the same songs over and over again. There's something about going away at a big European trip and conquering them, coming back with one of their songs that you've taken for yourself. Like, I laugh about the City and the LA stuff. Man City never used to do this. The fucking Poznan was the one that, the Man City had it. They started to get it. Yeah. They went away, they played Lech Poznan, and they robbed the Poznan celebration, and it was amazing. I love watching City fans score and do that, because it's like, it's just something, it's just, it's got culture, it's just a football culture to it. Singing a song about us not winning a European Cup
against
final
Chelsea.
And then singing about us slipping. It's just football aids at the highest order.
And like, that's why Liverpool to me is one of the most special clubs. Is we have like the amount of songs. Yeah, it's character. It's everyone. Oh yeah, how many songs do you have? Five. Well, we'll give you our versions of them five
that we
and
made.
Then the best. And that's why we're European royalty.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like I look at Boss Night and all that stuff. People get gigs around the songs that we have. And look, again, if you don't get it, you don't get it. Other clubs don't get it. I don't care if they don't get it ultimately. No. Do what they want ultimately. Like, but no, it's Boss. And so yeah, I mean, we would be disappointing to be in the Europa League. I think the thing for me about whether it's Europe or no Europe, this game is a no brainer for me. Get out of this group.
Yeah.
Get into the last 16, because you could play Barcelona and you could look at the let's use Paris Saint-Germain in the group as an example. If that's over two legs in a knockout, we got on goal difference there, and I'd be disappointed, but I'd be able to go, okay, you know what? Fair enough, because Neymar, Mbappe, Cavani, they're a bloody good side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can score goals. We can score goals. It was a tough encounter. We went out. Unlucky lads, good effort. Mm-hmm. You can get knocked out in the last 16. You could get an amazing team and be brilliant and just be pipped by another brilliant team. So Liverpool, this game, it's a no-brainer. It should go absolutely hell for leather on this one now, because it's a one-game shootout to get us into the last 16, and then not worry about it till February. Your focus then is the domestics. It's making sure that you are as competitive as you can possibly be for the next 6 weeks mm-hmm. or so, and see how the land lies after there. Right, okay, we're going to do the preferred 11s from the guys present in a moment. Before we do, it is Freeview Week. I've mentioned it before. All the content that we normally put behind the paywall on the redmentv.com that we constantly tell you is amazing, you get to sample for yourself right here on this YouTube channel. A lot of people don't get to see it by comparison to the people who see the YouTube stuff, of course, and that's fine. Two things, obviously, we love what we do and we think what we do is brilliant, and we want more of you to get involved with it, of course, because obviously the more people who get involved on the website, it means that we've got more that we can do on YouTube. It makes the YouTube stuff better, whether it's money that we reinvest in studios and equipment and obviously resources and people to help make it better. So yeah, if you enjoy that and you want to see more, then please do go over to redmentv.com and sign up. You will, in addition to having this week completely free, you'll get a free month as well to try all the extra bits and pieces out on there and all the stuff that's on there, including the interviews with Jürgen Klopp, with John Barnes, with Bruce Grobbelaar, with Lucas Leiva. We sat down in his home and talked about his life and times at Liverpool. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. And yeah, like I said, whether you want it because you want more content or whether you want to do it to help to support the Redmen TV, then yeah, please do go over to the website after this, or obviously after you've sampled the full Freeview Week, of course. Right.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Guys, let's get into preferred 11s. Ross, I'll start with you. You have gone for a very progressive midfield triumvirate of Fabinho and Gini with Keita in the 10. I feel like you floated this last week as well.
Yeah, I might have done, yeah. I just... That Fabinho-Gini thing is just security for me. I think Fabinho plays a lot better when he's got someone alongside him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't forget, Napoli kind of need to get something from this game as well, so they're not going to be sit back and take nothing. They're going to want to go for it as well, so I think you get the protection for the back four from them too. And Naby Keita, the way he's been playing recently, I think he's just... He's got the ability to go and make something.
Particularly, I think, given how poor he was in Naples and obviously got injured in that game and it kind of gave him a bit of a setback, might be a nice little opportunity for, you know, point to prove, go and show what you can do.
Yeah, and so that creativity thing that people say we've been lacking, but Shaqiri's played a lot recently and I think you could have put him in there. But then, do you know what, it's just so nice to have a problem trying to pick a midfield three or a front three of it, who you're going to play. Last season it picked itself because there was no one, and I realised as soon as I'd done that I missed out James Milner and got oh shit. But then I think if you put him in there, it's a bit too industrious with putting Milner in there, but then he's our best player in the Champions League, so like,
well, exactly, it's a record assists from Milner in the Champions League.
But then again, we need to win, so I want that creativity, and I think Keita will get that. I think Mane will be fresh, so he's going to come in. He played a couple of minutes against Bournemouth.
And you've restored Firmino back to centre-forward as well.
I just want to see that, yeah. But then, again, like even at the weekend, we said before, like it's interchangeable, the formation that we do. I think it's pretty fluid and, you know, game management of what happens and when people go where. So I picked that formation. It could be anything.
Well, your midfield could easily be Fabinho holding and Gini and Keita pushing on, which is... similar to what you've gone with Bailey, you've got Hendo anchored in the midfield three with Gini and Keita.
Mine's playing into mine as well. We've got the massive United game and, the following week, and I'd like to see Fabinho start in the United game, so I was giving him a rest this time. And Keita, again, harking back to what Ross says, I just, having not seen him for 6 weeks and then seeing two really, really good performances of him, I just want more. Like he's the player that makes you crave performances from him. And I'd love to see him, like you say, with a vengeance, with something to prove against Napoli. So he's the reason I've got him in there. Gini's very reliable. And then the top three, say Bobby in the middle, because we haven't seen it in a while, it'd be nice. But then equally, after Salah's just got a hat-trick off the back of playing central, so it's completely interchangeable.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, you another one for the shout for... not a shout for Keita, I should say. You've gone for Henderson, Gini, Milner. You've gone for the tried and tested in midfield.
Yeah, and it hasn't worked away in the Champions League, which is the problem. I feel like I just want Milner and Gini in there. If Milner plays, I don't think we play as a two in the midfield, which is the thing. So I don't think Fabinho plays again, or Keita, just because he played so much football recently. Get them ready for United. We'll batter them. I think we just need the cover in the wide areas for me, and Milner and Gini are fantastic at that. Henderson's a good player, no matter what you think, and he'll do a job there. I'm a bit worried that it might not do it, but we've got people to come off the bench.
That's the midfield from last season, though, in the Champions League,
isn't
it?
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, it's also the midfield lost three.
It is.
That's the problem. Yeah. But I want to see it just in terms of cover. We've got Robertson and Trent pushing up on the wing, so I'm fine.
My thing on the Milner situation, because Milner, he's just, what games do you not want James Milner involved in? The issue with him having played right back and played the full 90 at right back, and now because Gomez is out, I'm leaning towards, is he now our rotational right back?
Which means
that do you need him maybe for Man United at the weekend? Or moreover, maybe not. Maybe you're going to play Trent in two games, but do you then want him, you know, going into this period? I really don't know. But I went for... you've all gone 4-3-3. I've stuck with 4-2-3-1.
You've turned into Chris.
Yeah, and we'll see in his absence. Get well soon. Get well soon, Chris. We've all gone, fingers crossed, for Lovren at the back. Of course, which is no slight on Matip. We were all extolling his virtues in the final word for Bournemouth. But yeah, I've gone for Trent, Lovren, Van Dijk, Robbo, as we all have. But I've got actually Hendo, Fabinho, anchoring.
Wow.
But I could make a case to swap out one of the two, because I'll caveat this with, I haven't really thought about Man United for this one. I've just gone, this is what I want to do for this. And then I've gone Shaqiri, Firmino, Mane, Salah. Look, we brought off Shaqiri. We brought Mane on, so he didn't get the full game in the week. We brought Firmino off as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these lads have had a bit of rest. The game plan, I think, will be to do what we always do. We put our best foot forward. get the game won and rotate
that 4-2
as and when.
And Shaqiri's instrumental to that 4-2-3-1 as well. Yeah. I think, like, if you want to play, I'm assuming you're playing Salah in the middle.
I've got Salah centre forward.
Yeah, I think that the way that those two link up together is really instrumental having a successful 4-2-3-1. So I think, like you said, I completely forgot that they took him off. So I think he's probably a shoo-in to start this game.
The only thing is, Hendo and Fabinho have not played that together, have they?
No.
That, and that's the only issue, is whether they can they have that rapport together like Gini and Fabinho do.
But, you know, again, it's this time, you've got to test this stuff at some point, haven't we?
Napoli at home in the Champions League. I mean, look, if it works, I'm all for it, because I think in terms of attacking, that still gives us the cover that we need. But
No. You do make a valid point. Yeah. Completely agree. And I wonder whether I'm not sure we will see them, to be perfectly honest, because if it's a one or the other situation, it makes sense to keep one of them fresh for the weekend. But you know, Henderson came in, so I would imagine Henderson will play this game. It's just tough. I'm starting to lean toward this thing now where, you know what you're saying, I want to see Fabinho and Keita play. They've not played loads of football. Yep. It shouldn't matter to them. They should be able to play games. They actually need games at this point to get them. They're still looking to get up to proper match sharpness. So it wouldn't be the end of the world having to play both games. Man United are playing two games this week as well. It's not like they've got a week off and they're going to be super full strength. Yes, their Champions League game isn't as nowhere near as pressing as ours, of course. But
it's that point is that we made, I think it was after the Burnley in the instant match, that Fabinho and Keita, for a lot of fans, is probably going to be the finished article of our midfield. And it was this sort of time when Ox made his stance and put his foot down and made, he was the guy for the midfield for the rest of the season. It's sort of, this is the time now, going from last season, where you want to see your midfield try and get into its final form.
Yeah.
And just, for me, those two are our most exciting, most creative midfielders. So to see them as sooner and as much as possible, I think, is the way we got to go with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But this is a very good thing. You know, we've gone for two completely different formations there. We've not mentioned, I know we played two away games, and you could argue we did the 4-2-2-2-2. You wouldn't expect to see that at Anfield. But, you know, we are at home. The onus is going to be on us to win. But the beauty for me at the 4-2-3-1, what we're seeing is that, you know, my fears that it wasn't quite as exciting as 4-3-3 are starting to be a little bit unfounded. It means we're solid when we need to be, but we've still got plenty of options there for attack as well. So I think we can go one way or the other.
If we can do it like we did against Red Star at home, where we kind of pulled everyone with Fabinho over to the left and then just gave it to Gini, and he had all the right channel to kind of stride into, and we just dominated the game, I'd love to see that. And that's why my formation I'm a bit worried about, because I like the compact three in the middle. I think that works. But as soon as it gets exposed, like we saw it against PSG, it just didn't work. One, Gini and Hendo went for Neymar, and then we were played through then.
That's the problem. I think that's it. And really, it's so fascinating. And the thing is, I think we're capable of putting a couple of variations on the outside, I think, and still getting the result that we need. And the good thing, and again, we're just coming at this point, and some of the results we've achieved in recent weeks, if it's not going our way, I wouldn't be upset. You know, if Sturridge has to come on and we make a positive change, fine. If Origi has to come on, fine. If we have to make changes, I think we will. I think we'll have time substitutions regardless of how the result's going. I think Salah will probably be coming off again at some point in this game, regardless of how the game's going.
We must be a nightmare to play against this season. I mean, last season we were, this is the blueprint. We're gonna press you all over the park. And if you nullify that, then we've not got much going. But even before the game, you've got three formations to contend with, whether it's 4-3-3, 2-3-1 or 2-2-2.
Yep.
Manager's going to look at that and be like, where are we going with this? Like, how do we line up against that? And then again, the amount of impact subs we've made off the bench this season, with Salah coming on, Firmino coming on, even your Sturridge, your Ease, like, there, teams are going to look at that and be like, well, we can plan for this, but 60 minutes, there's going to be a completely different game plan.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to deal with the Sturridge. And this is such an interesting, different sort of Liverpool this season.
This is it. Look, Liverpool, we're going into this, and just look at it from the fans' perspective, which ultimately is what we all are. We've got a massive Champions League game, and then we've got Man United at the weekend. And, you know, if we win these next two games, we qualify for the last 16, and we will still be top of the Premier League.
That'll be the best Christmas ever, I think.
But no, but this is it. This is what it is. This is what it is. This is what it's all about. And there's nervous excitement. I'm at a point now where it's two games a week. There's times when that's a slog. Nah. It's not a slog anymore. Yeah. This is when it gets good. This is when it gets interesting. And for the first time in God knows how long, we are actually in the driving seat where we want to be in the big competitions. This is what it's about.
I love talking about Liverpool when we're this good. Yeah. When we're in these big games like you spoke about, and you it doesn't matter. You're making memories along the way, whether they're horrible ones that you'd want to forget, but you at least know you were there for the ride. Most teams in the world don't ever get this.
Yeah.
Being top of the Premier League and could be going into the last 16 of the Champions League, coming up against a massive team. This is why we all support Liverpool. This is the whole point of it. This is why we have songs like we spoke about before, because of these fixtures.
Yeah, absolutely. Ross, what's your score prediction for this one?
2-0.
Oh, you robbed it off me. I'll have to go 3-0.
You can go 2 if you want.
No, I'll take the 3.
3-1. It's 2-1 all the way, and then bang.
I think 3-1. I think we're going to see some ridiculous, what, like Lovren-esque.
Alisson up for a corner.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Old school Liverpool means that this has to be a 3-1. It's two. They score. We're two up and they score or whatever. And we're like, it's on a knife edge, and we get the win. New school Liverpool, we'll just win. It'll be a 1-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get a much better idea of what this Liverpool side looks like, and hopefully book our place in the last 16 of the Champions League, and then we can put all of our eggs for the next month or two into the domestic league basket. Right, listen, thanks very much for watching. If you enjoyed the video, make sure you drop a like on it, leave us your thoughts, leave your preferred 11s and your score predictions in the comment section underneath. Freeview week continues. It continues in podcast form as well, so if you want to get involved, if you want to get on the go and you want to listen to things rather than having to watch the videos, you can do that as well. So yeah, and other than that, make sure you do, as I say, if you've enjoyed Freeview week so far, get over to redmentv.com and sign up. Other than that, Merry Christmas. Let's hope the Reds can get out of the Champions League and then go and smash the Manx this weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.